Raven wants to be a poet, but how exactly does he do that? Dr. Meredith James, a professor of English at Eastern Connecticut State University, specialist in Native American literature and published author and poet, Raven.
Welcome, doctor. Doctor, you know, when I was younger, I used to write some musings in my book, my ledger. I've lost touch with it, but I ran into a poet, I was inspired, and now I want to get back into this.
Right on. I think the best way to start being a poet is to get back in touch with that ledger, Raven. And in fact, revisit some of the things that you used to write.
Mm. What if I lost
it? Oh, man. Well, it ain't over yet. Get a new ledger and start journaling. The idea when you sit down to write a poem is you have to know what you want to write about, right? Think about something you're passionate about. And not just some abstract idea like love or try to be as specific as possible. I mean, you can start with a concept like love or hate or death or whatever, but kind of narrow that down to a specific instance. One thing that I have found useful is an exercise called Zara's Hat, created by a surrealist poet in the 1920s, early 20th century, named Tristan Zara, where he basically takes an article from a magazine or a newspaper and cuts it up, throws everything into a hat, and then pulls out one phrase or word at a time and just randomly assembles them, and then that's his poem.
Wow.
Wow.
That sounds really high-tech. Oh,
or a low-tech message from a serial killer, but okay.
Do they have to rhyme? Is that a thing still?
No,
right, good question.
No. Yeah, don't feel as though you have to rhyme. The rhyming can either be really sophisticated and elegant, or it can just sound clumsy and clunky and horrible.
Doesn't have to rhyme. Okay,
that's
great.
Important.
I mean, because so much stuff just ends up being, you know, roses are red, violets are blue.
That's how I start all my poems.
If you're simple, right.
Right.
See, exactly.
Now,
right.
I have a question about professional poets. Like, how do you get published, and do you actually make any money by selling poetry?
Well, the short answer is no, you really don't make any money selling poetry. Really, the only poet I know who's made any money at it is Joy Harjo, who had been the U.S. Poet Laureate, or Maya Angelou.
Right.
She made a lot of dough.
She did well.
Right? She did all right.
Well, she did well for herself, but she also published a memoir that got made into a film and captured the attention of audiences with a lot of money.
So, Raven, your poem has to become a movie. that's the plan.
Yes. Which is another important aspect of poetry is a lot of people don't think about a poem being a story, but it is. It's got to have some action. It's got to move.
Do you have any tips for Raven as he gets ready to, you know, go after his poetry career?
Well, sure. Good luck.
The short list there at the end.
I don't know if you're a religious person, but there's always, you know, prayers and thoughts.
Yeah. All right, reading between the lines, I think I heard, keep your day job. I think that's what I heard.
Maybe I would definitely keep that day job, for sure.
All right, Dr. Meredith James, thank you so much for taking the time. Raven is going to, you're going to start writing musings in your ledger?
Right away, right? I got to start making observations.
So he's going to journal, and we'll see what he comes up with. Thank you so much.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.